broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good day to you. We're in between seasons, so to speak, with our player of the year known to all of us. There was really no question. We're about to go into the President's Cup. Guys are fighting for their jobs. Web.com final today. Just a whole lot going on in golf as we go into fries.com coming up soon, and the whole season starts again. Hardly a break at all. We'll be talking with Damon Hack, co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel. Golf Channel senior writer, and he's covered sports for a long time, so he's got the inside track. And if you'd like to play a round of golf this morning, Volcano, there's a 10:40, Makalei an 11:36, Kapolei 8:30, Wailea on the gold course, it's $65 for Kama'aina. They aerated about 3 weeks ago. There's a 10:11, and at Poipube Golf Course, Takanaka Group, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipube Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
Month of October, Montgomery Power Sports this month offering 10% off on your next motorcycle oil change when you mention the Golf Club. So just tell them the Golf Club, and that's 10% off your oil change at Montgomery Power Sports. Let's welcome Damon Hack into the show. Good morning. It's the Golf Club Clubhouse, and you're the first in, Damon. Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. It's been a while. It's great to catch up with you. How have you been?
Oh, good. Really good. Just came back from Washington, D.C. area, and it was wonderful. I got to participate in the Wounded Warrior program at Fort Belvoir.
And wow.
They do wonders for so many men and women who, as these men and women say, many of them suffering after being blown up. And the things golf can do for them socially, emotionally, their self-confidence, building all that back up again, making them feel good. It was really, truly a wonderful experience. And it's good talking with you. We've got the President's Cup. And interesting stuff happened with Jim Furyk. The first, there was the question about whether Jay Haas would pick his son, Bill Haas. You know, did Bill earn his way in? But all of this stuff just kind of leads us into the excitement of the President's Cup going up against the internationals, the U.S. team. They say that they don't have much of a chance, that it's pretty much a given that we're going to win. And we've won eight times. We've tied one. I think they've won once since it started. What's your sense about all this?
Yeah, I think you have to say the Americans are heavy favorites, Danielle. It just seems like the Americans are a different team in the President's Cup than what they bring to Ryder Cups, much more relaxed. I think there are more natural pairings for the Europeans, and then maybe we've seen it in the recent years with the President's Cup. But that may be changing. You're starting to see a few more of the familiar faces and maybe being paired together like the South Africans. You're seeing Brandon Grace and seeing players that are starting to make regular appearances. Jason Day, leading the Aussie contingent. You think Day and Adam Scott and Mark Leishman will have some comfort. So I think you're starting to see a little bit of some continuity on the international team. But listen, they represent the entire globe minus Europe and the United States. So I think it's probably harder to find the natural chemistry that you would see in a U.S. team or even a European locker room. But I do think with the year that Jason Day had, you know, other than Jordan Spieth, you know, Jason Day had the second best year on the PGA Tour and is probably as confident as anybody on the planet right now. So that'll be interesting to see how Jason Day kind of is the leader of that international side. But, you know, Jordan Spieth and the Americans have a lot of reasons to feel confident.
Absolutely. And yet, this international team, they see each other on not just the European Tour, but on the PGA Tour. All of these guys have a whole different mindset now, a familiarity, an understanding of the competition they're going up against. They know each other's strengths and weaknesses, both as a team and what's going on the other side, since they all play together almost every week.
They do, and the PGA Tour has become such a global tour, and the game is so global right now. And you're right, you know, a lot of the players I mentioned, I mean, Jason Day lives in Ohio with his wife, Ellie, who's an American, and you've got the South African contingent. A lot of them, like Louis Oosthuizen and Charles Schwartzel, have moved to South Florida. So you're definitely right about that, and I hope you're right, because the one thing that the President's Cup has lacked is really a competition. You know, I think what's so intriguing about the Ryder Cup right now is that the Americans have lost, you know, 3 in a row and 6 of 7 and 8 of 10. You know, and you mentioned the numbers of the international in the U.S. and the President's Cup. It's 8-1-1 on the U.S. side. So I think we're all kind of waiting for the U.S. to have a little bit of a struggle in the President's Cup, which might add a little more intrigue to it. And you also have intrigue, I think, this year because of Sang-Moon Bae, who was a captain's pick. This game's will, of course, be in South Korea. He's going to be conscripted into the military shortly after the President's Cup, so you have that angle as well. So I think you'll have some intrigue. Our coverage starts 10 p.m. Eastern time Wednesday night, so we're looking forward to, you know, our usual live from the President's Cup wall-to-wall type coverage that we give these types of matches as well as the major championships. So it's a big deal on our air for sure.
Absolutely. Golf Channel. Everything's on Golf Channel. Every day you can experience the four-ball matches, the foursomes, the 12 singles matches. If it weren't for that Dateline, we would be, it'd be just hours apart. But for us, over, it's so funny. Korea's closer to us than it is to you, but you've got the closer time zone.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it starts off prime time pretty much in on the East Coast, right? It's 8:35 p.m. For us, it's like in the middle of the night going into the morning, but we can always DVR it and watch it. Have you ever been, they fly as a team, right? As a group. Have you ever seen that team plane?
I have not seen the team plane. I was lucky enough to cover the President's Cup in 05, and that was a home game. That was at the Robert Trent Jones in Lake Manassas, Virginia, Gainesville, Virginia, Robert Trent Jones Golf Club, which is a beautiful spot, but that was a home game. So I'm sure that the plane is going to be fully gassed, and Jay Haas and the assistant captains, of which Jim Furyk is now going to be alongside Davis and Freddie Couples as well, and Steve Stricker. You know, we have four assistant captains, and Jay is an exceedingly popular a player on the Champions Tour, was one of the most popular players during his days on the PGA Tour. But I have not seen that bird, but I bet it's nice.
I bet it is. It better be, because it's a long flight to Korea.
For sure.
I hope they've got, like, sleeping compartments when they get there. The teams are chosen on the U.S. side based on the FedEx Cup points, and on the international side based on the world ranking points. So let's still talk a little bit about Jim Furyk. He certainly waited till the last minute to decide that he wasn't going to play.
Yeah, he did. In fact, he announced it yesterday that he wasn't healthy enough. He's been testing that left wrist for the last several weeks. It's interesting. That was the same wrist he had operated on back in 2004. I'll never forget it. I was working for the New York Times, and he arrived to Shinnecock Hills for that U.S. Open coming off of a surgery on that left wrist. This was a different injury, but the same wrist 11 years later, and it's just a function of the balls that he's hit and the practice and the type of work he's done throughout his soon-to-be, I imagine, Hall of Fame career with 17 PGA Tour wins and a major championship to his credit. But he waited till yesterday. I'm sure he was, and he said he was talking to Jay Haas nearly every day and kind of keeping him abreast of his progress or lack thereof. Finally decided that he just didn't have the stamina. He would hit balls, and then he would, you know, the next day he would wake up sore, and he just wasn't able to hit balls and be able to do what he has to do to compete you know, day after day in these four-ball foursomes and singles matches. So he did the right thing. He'll be an assistant captain for Jay Haas. He wants to see that side of it because he knows that one day in his future, and probably the near future, he'll either captain a President's Cup or a Ryder Cup team for the United States. So this is a chance for him to look at a side of the job that he's never had before. He talked about that yesterday on Golf Channel because he's, of course, living in Ponte Vedra Beach, and that's where the Web.com Tour Finals are. So he was on our air with Whit Watson and Craig Perks and talking about his excitement about seeing a different side of the job after playing on so many President's Cups and Ryder Cups. But his replacement, J.B. Holmes, 2008, was a member of that last victorious U.S. Ryder Cup team. They played at Valhalla in Kentucky, which is where J.B. Holmes is from. J.B. went 2-0-1 in those matches. He also has Walker Cup and Palmer Cup experience as an amateur back in 2005. He's a big hitter. He's a four-time PGA Tour winner. He's won this year on the 2014-15 calendar and was number 12 in the President's Cup standing. So Jay Haas kind of just went right down the list after picking Phil Mickelson 30th and Bill Haas with the 11th. In the point standings, he went with JB 12.
So Damon Hack is co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel. He's covered golf and NFL for Sports Illustrated, written for the New York Times, Newsday, the Sacramento Bee in the beginning, a UCLA graduate, degree in history, and a master's in journalism. I got to ask you, Damon Hack, you didn't think there was any question about the Jay Haas picking JB Holmes over, let's say, Koepka?
That's a great point, Danielle. If he had picked Koepka, I wouldn't have had any problem with it at all. Both players are long hitters, explosive players. I want to say Brooks Koepka had one more top 10 this year than JB. Brooks had 8, JB had 7. I guess Jay decided to go with experience, but a lot of people twice now, first when Jay went with Billy Haas and Phil Mickelson the original time, and then again yesterday, the feeling that it was a missed opportunity to give Brooks Koepka, who's a young player in his 20s, versus the JV, who's in his 30s, kind of an apprenticeship. This is someone in Brooks Koepka who you think will probably be on President's Cup and Ryder Cup teams for the next decade and a half. So why not give him a little bit of a taste in the same form that Jordan Spieth had 2 years ago when Fred Couples picked him as a captain's pick, and we've seen what's happened with Jordan Spieth over the last couple of seasons. So perhaps a missed opportunity. I think Brooks Koepka will make it on his own right eventually. And just a side note, he's actually playing the Alfred Dunhill Lynx right now in Scotland. He's playing alongside his father, Bob. And last I checked, they're in the top 10, top 15 or so going into the final round tomorrow. So Brooks Koepka playing great golf, but he will not be playing on the U.S. side of the President's Cup team next week.
You know, on the Phil Mickelson pick, I've heard that it was kind of the players who actually made the pick rather than Jay Haas.
You're hearing correctly, and Jay Haas is nothing if not a player's manager, a kind of a player's coach in the mold of someone who wants to listen to his players, very much like Davis Love before him. Phil Mickelson is an icon of the game. He's also someone who has kept close contact with the young players, playing practice rounds with the Ricky Fowlers and the Jordan Spieth and the type of players that are making up this team. And almost to a man, they wanted Phil to be a part of this team. And Jay Haas said, listen, I've got someone who's going to be, you know, he's already in the World Golf Hall of Fame, who has played in these, you know, team matches, 21 appearances now for the United States. Said, listen, I want that experienced hand on my team. So I guess he felt that despite Phil not having a great season, that he can raise his level for these team matches and at the very least satisfy some young players who wanted him to be a part of the team.
It's awesome. So we've got Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, Jimmy Walker, Zach Johnson, Chris Kirk, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Matt Kuchar, Phil Mickelson, Bill Haas, and J.B. Holmes. That's a powerful team, and they're all flying to Korea. When do they take off?
Well, a lot of them are already there. I know Jay is already there. I want to say they'll be there at the latest tomorrow. They'll have a lot of press availability starting Monday. But Jay is already there. Jay left early because that's what the captains do, wanting to get the lay of the land. It's interesting. I've been able to talk to some of the past captains. I talked to Paul Azinger in 2008, the last victorious U.S. Ryder Cup captain. I saw him at the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits. I thought he and his co-author, Ron Braun, Cracking the Code was the book that they wrote. And I think a lot of the captains, maybe 15% or 60% of what Paul Ensinger has done, they're taking parts of. Julie Inkster, the victorious Solheim Cup captain, taking parts of Ensinger's pod system. And I think you'll see Jay Haas, and he's already doing that in a certain sense by letting the players kind of say who we want on the team, who we want to play with, who do we pair well with. You know, Paul Ensinger famously, when he made four captains' picks, basically let the guys in the other three pods or other four pods say, who are the four players you want to round out your team? And I think that's kind of what Jay Haas is doing as well, trying to listen to his squad, listen to his players as they try to round out this team. But Jay Haas there early, doing the reconnaissance, making sure the hotel food is right and the water is right and the golf course looks good and that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Right on. Isn't it a Jack Nicklaus design course? So it should look pretty awesome.
That is right. It is Jack Nicklaus Golf Club Korea, and it is going to be a beautiful test for these players. And everything I've heard about the golf course is it's going to be a great match play venue as well, and that's what we all want to see, some drama coming down those last few holes.
Yeah, I think it's really important, too, what you noted about getting them there. And a mutual friend of ours, Steve DiMeglio, I think his flight, he's going, and his flight was canceled out of the East Coast. So he was scrambling to get a flight to Korea. I can't imagine what it's like to have to go around the world and find out my flight has been canceled. Everything I was counting on is out. Let's start over again. We're going to talk some more. We need to take a little break real quick. I'd love to talk with you about, the player of the year, the rookie
sure.
of the year, and, of course, the web.com final. So we'll be back right after this. We're talking with Damon Hack, co-host of Morning Drive on Golf Channel, and that's where you'll see all of the President's Cup action. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Damon Hack, Golf Channel's Morning Drive co-host and lead writer for Golf Channel. And, player of the year, Jordan Spieth, really no question. Before we do that, though, we're talking about web.com. These guys are working toward having a guaranteed spot. Yes, albeit there are some caveats in where they'll be able to play if they get their card. It's not the best card to have, but it's a PGA Tour card, and you want to get that and work your way through. How about this, though, first off? Anthony Kim finally surfaces. Doug Ferguson, AP, gets the interview. Damon Hack, what did you think of what you heard from Anthony Kim through Doug Ferguson?
Yeah, it was great to hear from Doug and Anthony, a great guest for the lead golf writer for the Associated Press. I covered Anthony at the height of his power. I was lucky enough to do a feature on him for Sports Illustrated. And part of the story was how, Anthony, as talented as he always was, he was a little bit of a free spirit. He liked to go out and have a good time and didn't shy away from that. And, basically the story in Doug's article said, listen, it's not just about that. I've been heard. He listed this torn labrum and shoulder and elbow and hand and all these different injuries that he's had. But he's really, he's one of those mystery guys because he just was so talented and so good. And, you know, speaking of the, you know, Ryder Cups and President's Cups, he was a part of that 2018 with Paul Azinger and J.B. Holmes and Hunter Mahan and all the rest, and absolutely took down Sergio Garcia 5-4. You know, one in Houston, one in Charlotte, one in D.C., Tiger Woods' this tournament, and looked like one of those players who we would be talking about the way we talk about Jordan Spieth and Jason Day and Ricky and Rory McIlroy,
yeah,
and Ricky Fowler, yeah, one of those big four.
He had the wow factor. He had the wow factor. Wow, look what he's doing. You know, he had that dynamic. He was on the course, and you couldn't help but watch because he was aggressive in a controlled way, and then he was not controlled. he was dynamic and a force.
He was dynamic and charming. He had a great personality and a great smile. And Marco Mira once said that he has much talent as his age as anybody he'd ever seen, with the exception of Tiger Woods. That's how much faith and how much belief that his peers had in him as a player. And some people will say, listen, it's not injury, it's wasted talent. It's a lack of focus. It's just not a desire to be like Jordan Spieth and to live and die with each shot. And maybe part of it's injury, but I think part of it, if he was honest with himself, say, hey, you know what? I was maybe having a little bit too much fun.
He had the policy that was $20 million policy he bought, you know, to guarantee that if something happened to him, he'd still have income. Is it that big of a number?
Yeah, that's the rumor. I've heard between $20 and $30 million. And he
wow.
says, listen, I've been going to get surgery. This isn't about an insurance policy. This is about me trying to get healthy. He did admit, listen, I've been hurt, but I've been watching golf and seeing what Day and Spieth and Fowler and McIlroy are doing has piqued my interest again. But he hasn't played on the PGA Tour in 3 years. And he looks like someone who the game has probably passed him by, but he's 30 years of age. If he could somehow put his body back together again, maybe he gives it another go. But even at the end of the article, you know, which does pose the question, you know, what are we going to say about Anthony Kim in a couple of years? And he says, you know, ask me in a couple of years. Like, we just don't know. He's been a mystery man when he was on the tour, and he's a mystery man off the tour.
Yeah, well, obviously, he doesn't make golf the center of his universe. You know, he's
for
got
sure.
other interests. But the center of their universe right now at web.com, and these aren't guys that are just working their way up to the PGA Tour. These are Lucas Glover, a major champion, is fighting to get back on the PGA Tour. Sam Saunders is a young man trying to get his tour card. Jonathan Bird, he didn't make the cut. And neither did Bud Cauley. Young men who were, you know, Jordan Spieth friends who wish they could just be there. It's an interesting group of guys working. Hiroshi Iwata, just Rod Pampling. At the top is Emilio Grillo. I don't know very much about him. But is this, some people say, the most exciting part of this part of the season?
It is a very exciting part of the season. I think it's not the most. I mean, I give the nod to the majors, but I think it's the most closely related to what me and you and working folks do. These are folks playing for their job and their livelihood. Last week, we had, you know, the $10 million bonus and the 30 guys at Atlanta playing for, you know, to fatten up their annuities and their retirement. And as they carrot and as a congratulations for great play for the season. But the very next week at the home of the PGA Tour, it's, you know, 150 guys, you know, fighting for their lives, fighting for their careers, not for their lives, but for their careers,
yeah,
for their livelihood.
But yeah, it is almost their lives. You know,
that's compelling TV.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just interesting to see the names like Billy Hurley. He's there trying to get in. And now, how does this work? The top 25 will get their card.
Right. There was 25 cards given out at the end of the regular web.com tour season. This is the next 25 for the players that aren't already exempt. These are the top 25 money earners in the four web.com tour final events, this being the web.com tour championship, the last opportunity for players who didn't already earn a PGA Tour card via the regular season to get it done during these four playoff events. So kind of similar in structure to the FedEx Cup playoffs or the Race to Dubai, but this isn't about, you know, exempt. This is about exemption for next year. This isn't about making it from New York to Chicago, you know, with a stop in Boston in the middle and then Atlanta at the end. This is about, you know, smaller towns and just trying to keep the iron hot as long as you can and somehow make your way into these final top 25 money-earning spots. But you have some sort of PGA Tour, you know, exempt status next year, whether you're a high priority or low priority. You want to have that chance and maybe get some early starts in the fall and make something of yourself like Daniel Berger did. Daniel Berger was on the Web.com Tour last year, and now he's the Rookie of the Year on the PGA Tour. So you never know. Once you get your foot through the door, where you might be able to take your career.
Exactly, because when you play with the best, it elevates your game in some cases. And if you play with the best, sometimes it's intimidating and you lose your game. You're just like, wow.
That's a great point.
You know?
That's a great point. That's what these players learn. Some players raise their level and say, you know what, they're not intimidated. I belong here. Some players, you know, for lack of a better term, they used to kind of shrink from the opportunity and say, you know, I'm not ready or I don't belong here or I'm uncomfortable, I'm out of my depth. It's a fascinating aspect of the game to watch these players learn about themselves and take steps forward and sometimes take steps backward.
Yeah. And it's a real, you know, reality check. It's like, wow. But Daniel Berger obviously finished 15th on the Web.com Tour last year, played in the Tour Championship. Do you think that's what pushed him ahead of Justin Thomas?
I really do. I think it was very close between Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, and Daniel Berger. You know, Berger had six top tens, Finau had five, Justin had seven. I think the fact that Berger was able to make it all the way to Atlanta, the fact that he had two runner-up finishes, one early at the Honda, and one at the end of the year in Chicago at a Jason Day, was enough to tip the cards into Daniel's favor. And I love the tweet from Justin Thomas, very classy, saying, listen, this is my fellow class of 2011 high school grad in Daniel Berger. Congrats to him for winning the honor and winning the award. But yeah, I think it was the fact that he made it to Atlanta that was kind of the lasting memory and the separating factor between Daniel Berger and those other two young men.
Yeah, since Tony Finau summered up La'ie on the north shore of Oahu and played for Turtle Bay, I was kind of rooting for Tony. But one thing that really needs to be pointed out is these awards, the Rookie of the Year, the Player of the Year, chosen by the players themselves. It's a balloting, a secret ballot. We'll never know how close it was. But I got a feeling there was no question that once Jordan Spieth won the FedEx Cup, a Tour Championship, there was no question that he was Player of the Year. Absolutely none.
No question about it. And I love what Jordan said, that what Jason Day had done, winning the PGA Championship, winning the Barclays, winning the BMW, that it had frustrated him a little bit. Jordan wasn't angry, but he could sense that the story of 2015 was suddenly slipping from his fingers. You know, had Jason Day gone on and won that Tour Championship in the FedEx Cup, he would have had six wins to Jordan's four, and Jordan, of course, would have had the two majors to Jason's one, but you would have said, wait a second now, Jason's won, what, he would have won 5 of 7 with four of those alongside Jordan Spieth, with Spieth riding shotgun for those wins at the PGA, the Barclays, the BMW, and then what would have been the Tour Championship where they were paired together going into the week. So it was a remarkable return of serve for Jordan Spieth, and it really showed me just how much these young guys are pushing each other. You know, Rory McIlroy has to feel like he got left at the altar a little bit with his injury, which kind of, you know, put a monkey wrench into his summer, and he just never got the putter going once he came back from the injury. But so neat to see how Spieth and Day, and even Fowler to a certain extent, were pushing each other toward the end of the season. It bodes so well if all those guys can stay healthy for 2016, because they are all raising their level and making each other better. I love what we're seeing.
I do too. And it's a completely different game than when Tiger Woods came out. And when we talk about Jordan Spieth winning more money than anybody on the PGA Tour has in the history, well, in the history, the money has never been so big as it has been the last 10 years, right?
Yeah. I'm more impressed with the fact that he's the youngest ever to win the Masters in the U.S. Open in the same year. More impressed that he, you know, was the last, the youngest person to win five times in a year since Horton Smith in 1929. You know, the youngest to win the you know, those types of things.
Yes.
That impresses me more. You're the youngest player of the year since Tiger in 97. Give me that more than the money, because you're right. The money, as well as he played, that's more of a function of the era. I mean, you know, Tiger won eight times. You know, Vijay won nine times one season. So
right.
This is a function more of where we are today. Bravo to Tiger and Tim Finchem and all the movers and shakers who helped make that happen. Mostly the guy in the red shirt with the 14 major championships.
Speaking of him, there's something in me that I am very suspicious of, the flavor of the moment tendency, the hero worshiping that. I don't know if it's the media or if it's just that we want somebody to, you know, to look up to. Jordan Spieth is human. He's young. He may have foibles as he gets older. It's almost like I sometimes get the feeling that the media would like nothing more than to be able to forget, wipe Tiger Woods' records because he disappointed everybody so much, and you know this experience would just get rid of that memory.
Well, you're right. I think you're right, Danielle. It's an interesting dynamic we're seeing, because one of the main things we're hearing all the time is all these youngsters, what great guys they are. They are great guys, but they're also saying that they're different from Tiger, and that Tiger was a little bit more of a lone wolf, didn't always love being in the media center, and wasn't as accommodating as Rory and Ricky, and that's true, but it's interesting. Sometimes the machine in the media and the fans as well, we can grind these guys down sometimes. And you know, you're right. You know, for all the great things to say about Ricky and Rory and Jason and Jordan, you know, they're human beings as well. They may make mistakes as well. So let's be careful to not put anybody on a pedestal, because we saw what happened with Tiger. That fall was about as great as you'll see in sports, and you have to be careful how you want to put these guys, because at the end of the day, they put their pants on one leg at a time, and they bleed just like the rest of us, you know?
Yes, I had a funny image. There was a rock and roller back in the long, long time ago who sat himself on the throne so he could show his fans, hey, you know, I do this just like you do every day. I'm not that special. Golf Digest, Jaime Diaz wrote and spoke about the burnout of golfers, particularly, you know, the post-round interviews that of somebody like a Jordan Spieth, who really can't help himself but speaks from the heart, that sometimes that makes guys angry at some point.
Oh, for sure.
Really? Because you're in the scrum all the time when you were writing, right?
I was, and I remember, you know, hoping like heck if I wanted to interview somebody, just no double bogey, no bogey on 18. You're hoping they get a par or a birdie just because you'll get 10 minutes or 15 minutes instead of 2 minutes. You want them to end in a good mood, but it's tough, you know. I try to put myself in their shoes. If I have a bad story, or if I have a bad day on the tube, and someone wants to talk to me about why, you know, you fumbled your words there in that first hour, and then that second hour, you said that Tiger won 13 majors when he's actually won 14, and so you're reminded of all the bad things. So I try to be patient with the players, because I can only imagine if someone was, you know, holding a microscope to my work every day and then wanted to talk to me about it. And I promise you, I hear some things on Twitter from time to time as well, so that gives me a little bit of a taste.
Yeah. Damon Hack, co-host Morning Drive on Golf Channel, you do a fabulous job listening to you talk this morning with us. The way you can just remember everything. You're almost an encyclopedia of facts and information. You're in the midst of it. I honor what you do. You're awesome, and I know how difficult it is trying to just keep up with camera one, two, three. Which which camera are you going to use on me now? Where am I supposed to look?
Well, that's sweet of you to say, Daniel. It's always great catching up with you, and I know and appreciate your passion for this game, and it's been a long time since we were able to chat, so it's always a pleasure when we are able to catch up.
And it's wonderful. I always think that, you know, with your schedule and your three, Damon Hack has triplets. How old are they now?
Yeah, they're 4 years old. I'm actually outside. I can see them through the windows. My wife has let them open up their Halloween costumes a little early, so I've got a stormtrooper, Superman and Robin from the Batman movies running around right now. They're 4 years old and they're doing really well.
And they all have their own identities.
For sure. As if they grew up in three completely different homes. They're each their own individual, that's for sure.
Wonderful. Thanks for spending the time with us on this Saturday, and I bet you're going to have fun with those boys. Okay.
Thanks, Danielle. Mahalo.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Lisa Godet. She created Two Good Rounds, and it's a wonderful series of books where she talks to people, and Titans of Business is her most recent, about the golf game and how, let's say, in this particular round, how business impacts it, or how golf has impacted their business. We'll talk with her right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I just want to tell you that, you know, when you paint a beautiful picture, you need the perfect frame. Well, that's kind of like Futura Stone. You build a beautiful house, then you need to frame it. And that's what they did with this one home I saw on the windward side. It was a beautiful house, but I saw the front of it, the drive, the wrap around. It wasn't quite until they finished it. When Futura Stone went in and finished it, it was the perfect frame for the house. You really need to get in touch with them. Lisa Godet, author, writer, Two Good Rounds is her book, and she has three versions. We met on social media and then at the Masters. It's good to talk with you again, Lisa.
It's great to talk to you, Danielle. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I was excited to hear that you're just back from Golf Inc., the summit, the conference they had.
Yeah. So, you know, it's Golf Inc. magazine that does it. And it's been going on for a while, and I think they definitely got a new energy this year. And for the people that are in the golf industry, you know, this is our kind of annual kumbaya. And I think that given everything that's going on, women, millennials, you know, I think there's a definite, it was a lot less of the same old, and really looking at emerging markets, where golf is going, what can we do to sustain it, grow it. And I think that everybody's realized technology is here. So everything from, you know, a golf tech to these, which I know they're popular out in Hawaii, is this golf board, or they have one that's called Skate Caddy, because there's two different brands.
Yes, Yes.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. The golf bike is something else. I mean, you're absolutely right. Getting people mobile, and in Vail, Colorado, I was talking with Michael Patrick Shields about the golf bike, and the golf bike is you get to exercise while you're exercising.
Well, it's the same with this golf board.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know if you've seen it. It's like a skateboard with the clubs going on the front. It's Laird Hamilton, the professional
surfer,
and it was the guy who started Bailey's Gyms that launched this just this year, and it's already in 500 clubs around the U.S. I'm not trying to plug them or anything. I'm just amazed at it. You get a core workout, you finish the round faster, less wear and tear on the course, and the courses can charge more for it. So it's a great way to get millennials in and things like that. I found that very interesting. There's a couple apps like Golf Match, which if you're looking to find to play golf with somebody, it's not a dating at all site. It's just if you want to play golf with somebody, hey, I'm available, are you? There's Arcos where you can, I just did it, I put the sensors on the end of each of my clubs, and it tells me exactly how far, which for me was always the hardest thing. I realized I played better when I played with a caddy, and it was because they can tell you, oh, you need the 7-iron, or you need the 6-iron. So this gives you, every shot you hit, it logs it in. You sync with your iPhone, and it, all your, if you hit your 7-iron, your 4-iron, your driver, it gives you every shot that you hit, how far you're hitting.
So
cuts everything.
This sounds like some of the other apps and devices that people put on their clubs. Is this one easier to use?
This one is, yeah, I think there's another one. I don't know the name of the other one. The other one, I think you have to actually push something on your phone before every time you hit a shot. There's one that I have and put on my club called Arcos, and that's it. Once I start my round, I don't have to touch the phone again, unless I want to look at it. But it's going to track every shot.
Wow. So it knows what club's in your hand without you telling it the phone.
Right. When you first get it, you twist them on the top of your club, and then you sync it with your iPhone. And
cool.
Once they're synced, that's it. Then every time you go and play, you just have to click. It shows you that, you know, they already have pre-programmed all the golf courses, I think, almost everywhere. So you just pick the golf course, and you have to have it on your body. But once you hit, that's it. When you're done with the round, you can never touch it, and it'll all show up.
Excellent. And there's also some things that came up during the Golf Inc. conference that I saw on their website that, you know, drones. Drones. The FAA is worried because they're expecting 1 million drones to be sold for Christmas and given as gifts because they've gotten so much less expensive. They're so user-friendly. They're fun. Whatever. I find them intrusive. I don't want a drone above my apartment. But there are a lot of golf courses that find them a beneficial. For instance, one course said the drone helped them go and figure out how much damage was done in a flood, which could have taken months and months and months for someone else on the ground to do. The drone went up, took the aerials, and voila, they had it. It's great for promoting the golf course because you can get those great aerial shots. And, you know,
selling real estate, you know, a lot of the name of the game still is, you know, selling real estate. A lot of the golf projects that are doing well are still real estate based, home communities, family driven communities that have a golf course.
It
is where it is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. The one thing they did say is don't fly them during a round.
Yeah.
You make sure you're playing golf and not flying your drone while you're on the golf course. And if you are a golf course interested in having, because your members and guests would love them, as they say, make sure you look around into what the legal restrictions would be. If you have homes on your property, you can get into some privacy issues. If there are people sunbathing or something like that, which is, of course, one of my issues, right? The other thing that they brought up that's so important now is sustainability and the new California laws testing the golf course's ability to conserve water. I think that is going to be huge for golf.
Yeah, there was a number of seminars, and Perry Dye was there as well with his wife Anne, who are lovely, lovely people, speaking precisely to that. I did not sit in on those sessions. Participated in a branding session as a speaker, and then I moderated one that was most admired golf courses, and that was very interesting. We had Robert Trent Jones and Chambers Bay, Gamble Sands, and Critton Farms with David Southworth, so a little different. But, I mean, they really did have a very good substantive seminars that I think spoke to what's really not just a lot of, you know, mumble, same old.
Right.
You know, and you had the big, and most importantly, I think you had the big, I hate to say the big dogs, you know, you had Club Corp, you had Troon, you know, you had Kemper Sports. I mean, these are the guys that effectively, you know, and Billy Casper, all those that can really affect change.
Yes. Well, what
you know,
just
they're managing numerous hundreds of courses.
Exactly. When you talk about branding, let's go to your forte. We're going to take a real quick break. I'd like to talk about branding because it's important for golf courses still trying to find their footing in that world. You know, how does a Cunia Country Club brand itself? How does a Pearl Country Club? They've pretty much branded themselves through word of mouth. They've been around for so long. I'm speaking just to the Hawaii courses. But how does Volcano brand itself on the Big Island or Makalei? They've worked really hard at branding. So let's talk about that. First, take a break. We'll be back after this. And I just want to mention really quick that at Montgomery Motorsports, it's your one-stop shop for all of your gem car, Polaris ATVs, and UTV needs. Plus, if you mention the golf club, you mention this ad, for the month of October, Montgomery Power Sports is offering 10% off on your next motorcycle oil change. And it's always good to save some money. It's also always good to win something. We've got Bridgestone, made in the USA golf balls, for you to win right now. The number to call is 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. All you have to be is the ninth caller. Just call and win Bridgestone golf balls right here. 808-296-5467. We're talking with Lisa Godet, the writer and founder of TwoGoodRounds.com, author of her latest Two Good Rounds Titans, The Element of Business in Golf. And we're talking business right now. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Some of those sexy bikes in stock now. 2016 Huskies are in stock at Montgomery Motorsports. That's Montgomery Motorsports. They're right next to Liliha Bakery on Nimitz Highway. We're talking with Alita Godet, author, writer. Two Good Rounds is her book. And the most recent is Titans, the element of business in golf. We're talking a little business now about, she just came back from Golf Inc., the magazine, the summit they had. Talk about power hitters there. Just the names that you've mentioned so far who are participating tells me that they are taking it very seriously, because rounds of golf, while we talk so much about golf, not really increasing, and they've got to figure out how to get people comfortable on the golf course. Was cost a factor in all of this? Were they talking about the price of sport in America?
No, I don't think so. I think we all know, you know, that there's, it's tiered, you know, there's the top private clubs that are never going to have a problem with the wing foots and what have you. You know, I think the market has corrected itself for the most part. There still will be some of that, but, you know, it's kind of seems like it's holding steady at around, you know, 25 million plus or minus.
Yeah, okay.
So I think it's more, we're talking about the future. And interestingly, you know, you're talking about the book, but there was a number of people that were in the book that were there, which was really neat.
Yeah. John
so, no, but that was the point of, yeah, you know, the Two Good Rounds book is leaders in industry and golf. And these are people that are passionate about golf, so much so, not just that they're in the business, some of them bought their own golf course. So,
that wouldn't,
you know,
be John D. Rockefeller Sr., would it?
No, he's passed away.
Yeah. Well, it was just somebody, I realized that, but I was just looking at some of the people that you featured in your book.
Right, so Dana Garmany was there, Jim Hinckley couldn't make it, he was supposed to be there, Peter Hill, and those are, you know, they own one or two, but they're operators of larger ones. David Southworth, interestingly, who just picked up the Abaco Club in the Bahamas, and he has Macarena Dunes in Scotland, and Critton Farms in Virginia, and two others, and he started with Paul Fireman with a course called Willow Bend, and then he and Paul Fireman built Liberty National, and then they kind of split very amicably. They're very good friends, but, you know, to go in different directions. David wanted to continue along with doing more golf courses, and I think Paul Fireman was happy just having the Liberty and doing some other stuff. He's got a capital company as well, but you know, I mean, these are, you know, you can see, I think, following like any trendsetters, whether it's a technology person or what have you, or automotive, you know, if you look at these people and see where they're going, you know, and love them or hate them, Donald Trump, you know, that how they invested, if they continue to, I think that it gives us somewhat a barometer of where things could be going or how they could go and what's on the horizon.
Excellent. So just these are some of the people: Sheila Johnson, Hans-Peter Porsche, Michael Smurfit, Julian Robertson, Johann Rupert, Peter Uberoth, Peter Hill, Jim Justice. These are the people in her book, Titans, The Element of Business in Golf. Now, what did they say about the element of business in golf? What were your questions to them?
Well, I mean, a lot of these people they made their fortune somewhere else. So like Mike Kaiser from Bandon Dunes. A lot of people have heard of Bandon Dunes or whatever. I don't think a lot of people know that he made his money doing recycled greeting cards. So if you're 30 or under, you definitely don't know what I'm talking about, probably. But recycled, that's how he made all his money, was in greeting cards. And then, you know, then he had a passion for golf and went off, and now he's heavily invested in the golf industry in creating unique properties.
Because he can afford to.
he can
beauty
afford
of
to, but not everybody finds this to be, you know, this isn't, these guys are smart enough. And I live in Manhattan, and I hear it all the time. People can put their money into 1,001 things. You can put it in technology. You can put it in just good old real estate and flip a building, and you're going to get your money back in 3 years. It's really difficult to get your money back in 3 years on a golf course. And there's actually, it really has to be a passion.
Yes.
You have to worry about management, a lot of things. It's not just, hey, we'll buy this, fix it up a little bit, and flip it.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I needed to hear. The emotion behind it.
The emotion, and like, of course, who's going to go out to the middle of Oregon? Exactly. Like, I'm going to go build this thing in the middle of Oregon, and then I'll flip it. They're not in it for making the money. They want to make money, but I think they have a vision and a passion, as you just said. Like a Herb Kohler.
Yes.
Same with Wisconsin. You know, passionate about where he lived and what it is, and he really had the resources, and he said, I'm going to make this a destination where people will want to come.
Yes, excellent. Branding. So how does somebody go about, you know, some people say there are some golf courses that have a hard time, even though they've got powerful people behind them, have a difficult time branding. Whistling Straits hasn't had that big of a, Bandon Dunes hasn't had a problem. They've branded themselves very comfortably. People know what to expect. They love going there. They don't care that there's no great nightlife around them because they're there to play golf. What was your message when you spoke to the conference about a golf course branding?
Right. So, once again, usually the top 1% or 2% don't really have to worry because they have created. But I would say mimic them in finding what is your unique proposition. What is your unique value proposition? No matter who you are, I don't care if you're on a municipal course. And you could have a signature hole. Just as the bear trap, find your bear trap. Find something unique about your course. That's one way, something literally on the course. One hole, a series of holes, like an amen corner. Name it, brand it, do it. I mean, they talked about it like when people go to a roller coaster, the super-duper looper. And then they go and they buy a shirt that says, I survived the super-duper looper. I mean, it's finding it and executing on whatever it is. I also think that, especially if you're in an area with competition, you have to see, how do I differentiate myself from the other golf courses? And also doing that within who realistically are you going to pull from? Are you a tourist destination? Are you a family-friendly club? You can't be everything to everybody. I think that's what we tried to do with a cookie-cutter model that was like all the clubs were kind of the same. And there could be one that could be an all-men's club, you know, God forbid, but there still are out there. Or something that just caters to more adults and serious players. There could be one that's very family-oriented. I mean, you have to find out what the competition is and where you fit in the piece of the puzzle and what are the demographics surrounding. Who's going to join? Who's your potential customer base? And I think cater to that, your facilities and everything else, and have, you know, the top-of-the-line stuff that you can. And when we were talking about, we're talking about top-of-the-line, we're talking about as simple as, you know, Heinz ketchup as opposed to some generic brand, or you know, just make sure that you're following through all the way through. Your service is great, and I think each one of those entities in a country club is his own revenue stream. So whether it's banquets, food and beverage, a golf course, you know, each one is its own little mini business, including the pro shop, and they have to think that way, and be doing. I think in that way, you see you have a lot more profitable entity.
Requires a commitment on all levels. Everybody has to feel passionate for what they're bringing to the entire golf course. So,
right, and if you're a management, then you either entitle these people to be responsible for it. So you're on the hook if you're the pro shop or the F&B or that's it. It's like your business within a business.
Exactly. You're a business within a business. Yes.
Yeah, some accountability and empowering people. We all know when you empower people, a lot can happen.
They feel pride. They feel pride of ownership,
yep.
Quote unquote.
Yep.
You know that's their work. Are you working on another book?
I am taking a little break right now. I did three in like 3.5 years. So.
I know that's well. It's astounding. How did you meet? I know you're a journalist, award-winning journalist. We're talking with Lisa Godet, and she's created TwoGoodRounds.com. You can go there and see her books. She's the author of the latest one is Two Good Rounds, Titans, The Element of Business in Golf. Her first book was about, it was talking with people about their experiences at the 19th hole.
We had 36 of the top golfers in the world talking about their... Yeah, not people. They are people, but probably more interesting than me or my
Joe?
Friend Sally or Bill.
Yes, okay. What was your second book?
Yeah, the first one is 36 of the top golfers in the world, male and female, old and young. And the second one is 54 of the top athletes in the world that all play golf. We have Kelly Slater, Bodie Miller, you know, Michael Strahan's on the cover with Michael Phelps and Wayne Gretzky. That one, I can tell you, is the only place you can get it is on Amazon. The publisher sold out. So whatever Amazon has left is what's left.
Now.
But that's Superstars, Two Good Rounds, Superstars. They're all part of the two good round series. The first one is 36 of the top golfers. The second one is 54 of the top athletes in the world that love golf. And the third one is 33 CEOs that own their own golf course.
Now, the question is, how did you approach them? Your subjects in the books.
Well, the players, you know, I had worked for the PGA Tour. I've been on the business side, as you mentioned. I mean, I know you said I'm a writer. I've been writing one column per month since 2003, but really I've been on the business side since 2000. So I had met a lot of the players, so that's how that one got done. I literally just interviewed them after rounds at tournaments, stuff like that. And then, you know, it got a little easier. Once you have the first one, you can send it to the, you know, out to people. And you say, this is what I'm doing. It's a format. You know, everybody gets asked the same questions. And between the Tahoe event and Michael Jordan's event, which he no longer has, I did the sports one. And interestingly, I spoke the other day in front of a group, and we were talking about change and the importance of change. There's no way I could have ever predicted that my Bruce Jenner interview would no longer be relevant when I did that. But Bruce Jenner is in that book that I told you, the Superstars one. And, you know, and the third one is Donald Trump. Like I said, love him, hate him, he's polarizing. But, you know, did I think he's going to run for president? No. Or all this brouhaha would come up, and, you know, so much so that PGA of America canceled events on his courses, and you know what I'm saying. So it's just it's very interesting, and it was a wonderful project for me to do. And through that, through the 15 years of business, I've met Donald before, and a lot of these Herb Kohler and you know, a lot of these business people, I just found it intriguing. And I thought, really, I want people to love golf. I want people to, I don't necessarily want to turn them into 18-hole fanatics. I just want them to like it and understand, like, well, wouldn't it be great to go on vacation? Well, let's knock the ball around for 9 holes. I just want them to see all the stuff that you and I and the people that are in the industry or that play feel. And I thought, we're always looking to draw more people in. So I thought, if you saw that Dale Jarrett, NASCAR racer, or Jerry Bailey, horse jockey, best of, you know, or Kelly Slater, the most recognized surfer, best of our times, are all fanatic golfers, why?
Yes.
So the average person would be drawn in. If you're a big-time business person, like, why do these business people like golf so much? So my thought was drawing from different genres or industries to show how golf unites these people and
yes.
why they like it so much. Draw more people in.
Right. It makes perfect sense to me. And you took, at the beginning, the perfect... Everybody talks about what happened after the round. Where did you go? What did you do? What did you eat? I mean, this social media is all about pictures of experiencing that. You know, our websites, EWGA. This is what we did. We had fun. We had our round, but this is what we did after our round. So it was really the perfect way to start it. And I have enjoyed all of them. Very good insights into the person that you see just as a picture, like Donald Trump, who of course has exposed himself just a little bit more than we probably are comfortable with in many cases. Just watching everything unfold in the media with him has been fascinating. He's pulled back on some things. He's tried to become more ingratiating. His 60-minute interview was fascinating. He jumped 10 points when he said he was going to cut income taxes for the middleman. And I thought, boy, that's very unusual for him to say something like that. How is he going to pull that off? My question to you is, do you think he is, after meeting him, really someone who wants to be president of the United States of America with all of the restrictions that goes along with that?
Daniel, I have no idea, and I stop myself just like I stop myself and I don't click on that Kim Kardashian link. That's all I can say. You know, to me, it's like Kim Kardashian. You see the link, and there's a part of you that's like, look at the accident on the side of the road. I just don't even want to look. I don't think it's real enough. You know, I mean, I think it's a lot of hype, and it's a lot of, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know that he knows.
That's
and
probably...
And I think, you know what we do? We
yes.
give it more credence every time. It's like the Kim Kardashian. We keep clicking on what's trending now and clicking on listen to the craziness or the whateverness. I understand what he's done. The paradigm shift was probably needed for somebody to come out and just say, I'm not going to play the political game the same old way. However, just like running your mouth and saying crazy talk to elicit, that's, you know, I mean, really? Good luck. I hope he doesn't, you know, what's he going to tell Putin?
Yes.
F you.
Thank you.
we're going to be blown out of the water. I mean, you can't go around. There's not diplomacy in that. And I get what he's trying to say. Like, he doesn't want to, you know.
Political correctness out the door. Who needs it? Because we've got too much of it.
Is that correct?
Yes.
There's a difference between political correctness and also diplomacy.
Yes.
When we're talking about world politics.
One thing is diplomacy.
One thing is, you know, okay, you don't want to cater to every little person, and you have enough money to not have to do this, that, or the other. So maybe there was too much of, you know, trying to appease everybody. But this is real. I mean, this isn't a reality TV show. And that's what unfortunately, he's taken it to a reality TV show, which is why I give the Kim Kardashian, you know, the Kardashian thing. Like, we keep clicking on it. We keep doing it. We're giving it credence. If you have something substantive to say and something that makes sense, then I'm willing to listen. But not just, you know, hyped up, you know, sound bites.
You are awesome. Thank you, Lisa Godet,
writer. You're awesome.
Founder.
You're awesome. And please, let me say this. You're awesome because you create the platform to enable people to share their thoughts, their information, and to get this out there. And I was listening to the end of Damon's Hacks. Great guy. And it's so desperately needed because otherwise we're in our little silo. And we need a platform, and I applaud you for many reasons. And I hate to throw out the woman card, but there's so few of us in the industry, and you are doing an incredible job.
Thank you very much. You can find Lisa Godet at twogoodrounds.com. Does great work. You'll love her books. If you can find them, because they're selling
out. Amazon.
Go to Amazon and find them there.
I hate to plug somebody else, but I am.
There you go. Getting them out. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Aloha. We'll be back. We're going to talk about going to South Africa and how to better your game right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Liha Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Jerry D. Martin, Director of Golf Destinations International, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good having you on. Master Golf Teaching Professional, Master Certified Custom Fitter Professional at Mo Norman Golf, but most importantly right now, Golf Destinations International. I love the website. I love the idea of being able to go to South Africa to play a round of golf or four or as many as I want to put in the schedule and possibly go on a photo, you know, safari where I can look at the animals and take pictures, though I'll probably never be able to invest in the kind of camera you need. You actually, you know, sometimes you just got to go with National Geographic because they're going. So one of your trips is 15 days. This is the short one, right?
Yes, you can. That's our standard trip, and we do as an addition to that pre and post trips for those people that want to come in early or stay later. But that is our standard trip, and the thing that we're most excited about for the first time in our company's history is that we're going to offer this program to the GMs, PGA professionals out there, that the teaching pros. You don't have to be PGA, obviously, to take a group, but you're going to be able to take your own people, and we've got everything set up in South Africa for them. So once they arrive, it's pretty much cookie cutter, and they're going to act as the official tour leader of the group.
So if you have some lesson, you know, some people that you're teaching, you have some students, I'm trying to think, what do you call the people who come to you?
Well, if I'm teaching,
yes.
I call them students.
Students.
But if they're the people going on a trip, we just call them the people going on the trip.
Yeah.
You know, the
your packs.
Pretty simple.
Your packs. Okay. So, but if you're an instructor, if you're a teacher,
yes.
If you've got students that you'd like to take, and you know that they'd be fascinated in doing this, you've created the blueprint for people to
right.
follow in your path. You've got everything set up so that it's easy for them to organize a trip. Like the one that I'm looking at Golf Destinations International?
Right. We started going to South Africa in 2001, and we've taken many trips there, taking pretty much our own students from our database. And it was a trip that we were pretty protective of. The only way you could really go, unless you went on your own, would be to go with one of our tours. And we would lead the tour, and then we decided, why not make this available to all the people out there that would like to go, take their own people that they know or they work with or members at their private club, whatever. And the interesting thing is that in 2008, we had 16 going on the tour, and within 30 days, we jumped to 33, and part of it was because the people that were going on the tour had friends that wanted to go on the tour with them, and so they signed up, and we had an exceptionally large group that year.
Golf Destinations International. They have the South African Adventure in 2016-2017 that you can sign up for at Golf Destinations International. But if you're a professional and you'd like to take your students, your group, you'd like to put together your group, how do they get in touch with you to find out exactly how to follow your plan, Jerry?
All they have to do is give me a call direct or email me at jerrym@golfdestinationsinternational.com and just put in a little note that I heard you on the radio or I found you on the web, whatever, and I'll get back in touch with them and give them the primary details. The great thing about this trip that we've got set up is that the, let's call it the pro or the GM, is interested in taking a group. Their airfare for them and a guest from a major U.S. city in the mainland, Honolulu, if they're coming from the islands, we'll have to discuss that, but is paid for as part of them being the tour leader, and that's coach. Also, their trip is totally paid for them and the guests. Plus, there's a special incentive for that tour leader that they can discuss with us that is an additional bonus. That so they get to visit a country that is just a wealth of not only players that have come out of there, but the golf courses are just outstanding. And if they go on the website and see the itinerary, they'll also get to see which golf courses they're going to play. Probably one of the most fun things, if they would like to come in early or even stay late, is experiencing the extreme 19th hole at the Legends Golf and Safari, just about 3 hours north of Johannesburg. And they'll actually, I'm sure everybody's seen it on YouTube, but you actually get to go up on Hanglip, a mountain via a helicopter, and you get six chances of trying to hit the par three, and it is definitely a driver.
Is that the one that goes how many feet downhill?
Well, they actually do it in meters, and all the stats are on their website. And I've got a link on there, but hang time is somewhere between 26 and 30 seconds from the time the ball leaves the club face. So
yes.
You hit the ball and you just stand there and watch it. In fact, it's so far down there that you don't even see the ball hit the ground.
Yes.
They have a spotter down there that has a radio that says whether you made the green or not. And if you, whatever score you get, your name officially goes on the worldwide leaderboard. And I've put a link on the site. You can go to the leaderboard, and you can see, not that I'm bragging, but you can see my name on there that I parred the hole.
You
and,
parred it? Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So you're part of, I'm looking at the itinerary that's up, visiting the Winelands, Ernie L's Winery. You've got all kinds of things going on, tee times at the Pro Valley Golf Course, and of course this includes the range balls and the halfway house and the golf carts. What do you mean by halfway house?
Oh, that's an interesting story. But in South Africa, they kind of follow the trends of the Europeans, and they actually have a halfway house. You're required to stop at the clubhouse, or they, in some courses, like the Lynx course where they played the President's Cup, they have a halfway house that's, after nine holes, and it's a mandatory 15 minutes that you get something to eat, a drink. It is optional. If you have caddies, the caddies get fed, and then it's your turn to go on to the 10th tee. So we include that on the itinerary because we got in trouble one year where my wife Judy and I, there was nobody on the 10th tee, and we were in a golf cart with no caddies, and we just bypassed the halfway house, went right to the 10th tee, and we got in trouble. So
it's a mandatory stop. You will stop. You will spend
you
15.
Will stop.
Yes.
Yeah, you will stop.
Wow. Now, for people who are maybe a little uncomfortable with the idea of going to South Africa because of, political considerations, is it safe?
Oh, it's totally safe. You don't want to be like in Los Angeles, inner city, on your own. Well, there's certain parts, especially in Johannesburg, we bypass all of those. This is a guided, protected tour. You're on a luxury bus that transfers. We're on airplanes. We have guides with us the entire time. And the great thing about this tour, unlike the British Isle trips that a lot of players have taken, this is primarily a couples trip. Or somebody that wants to go and they have a friend that wants to go with them. So we've kind of built it that way, and we really, if you look at the pictures, there's a video that we did on there that's put to music. You'll see that, it's a lot of people that are together going on the trip, experiencing not only the golf, but the sightseeing, the food, the safaris are just unbelievable. So
I wanted to ask you about the safari, the evening safari game drive on day 14. You guys go out in the evening when the sun is setting?
Yeah, they have, when you head to the safaris, you get two options. You get to go in the morning and you get to go in the evening. The evening is my personal favorite, but there's different animals that are out, obviously, in the morning than the evening, especially the cats. They tend to come out. So you head out about 4, 4:30, and you stay out, you know, past sunset, and when you're out there in the bush, it's you'll see in some of the pictures, but they have what's called sundowners, where we actually get out of the safari vehicle, and the ranger and the trackers set up a little food, drinks, all kinds of snacks, and you're out just amongst the wild. In fact, one time we stopped to have sundowners, and as we were getting out of the Land Rover, we heard off in the distance the howl of a lion, and the ranger said to us, "Well, do you guys want sundowners? You want to go track lions?" And everybody said, "How fast can we get back into the Land Rover? We're going to go track lions." And we went and found them.
Wow. Do they look at you like, what are you guys doing here? Are there, you know, when you're on a golf course and you see wildlife on the course, they're just like, "Oh, you guys again." Yeah, you know.
Yeah. There's one course that's been in the north part of Kruger Park called Hans Murninski, and you actually have to wait for the rangers to clear the golf course before you can go play to make sure that the elephants and the lions are off the course. So if you've got an 8 o'clock tee time and they're out chasing lions off the course, you got to wait till the lions are gone before you get to go.
Yeah, I think that's a good policy. You want to keep every. Let's take a quick break and wrap up the last 5 minutes of the show with some tips, because I know you created Natural Golf, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah,
yes.
I was one of several people, actually, that were there at the beginning, and it was a great experience in 1995, and it's still ongoing today.
Jerry D. Martins, Director of Golf Destinations International. That's the website to go to. Find out what we've been talking about. Master Golf Teaching Professional, Master Certified Custom Club Fitter, and a professional at Mo Norman Golf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
At Poipu Bay Golf Course, there's a 920, a 1010, an 1140. There's 30% or 40% off for men's and women's selected tops and bottoms. May you hit the sweet spot every time if you choose to go play golf today. And I'd like to give away a round at Poipu Bay. If we get the ninth caller in the next 7 minutes, otherwise we'll hold it up and we'll keep counting next, because I know 7 minutes to go. The number is the same as when we gave away the Bridgestone golf balls, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, we're talking this morning with someone who knows all about the game, Jerry D. Martin, director of Golf Destinations International and a master golf teaching professional. When you get a student on the range and they come to you, what do you do first when they look at the swing?
The first thing that I do is I just have them hit about 10 shots with a 9-iron, and I just watch exactly what their natural characteristics are, and then I take it from there. You know, it just depends where they are coming from and what background they have. I don't necessarily care too much about their handicap because I know that we're going to take and improve them. But what their natural characteristics are very important. And if you look at the tour players, you'll see that when they make a mistake, those natural characteristics usually will surface. Most players will have anywhere between 1 to 5 natural characteristics that when they make a mistake, those will surface. And the most important thing is how to recognize what they are and then how to fix them.
Can you give me an example of one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the first thing that we teach is, you know, which way do you want to swing, two-plane or single-plane? We primarily teach the single-plane swing. And our number one bugaboo, besides the grip, stance, setup, and all of that, is to make sure that right heel, or let's call it the trail heel if they're left-handed, stays down prior to impact and through impact. The biggest challenge that we have is when a player is coming from us from the conventional swing, their natural tendency is to push off that trail toe, lift the heel, spin the body, and try and get that shaft to extension. Well, we already set up in a single plane, so we don't need to get that shaft to extension.
So it sounds like it's a more body-friendly swing.
You know, when we started the company in 1995, our main demographics were 55 and older, and we really haven't changed that. We have a lot of players today that are younger than that, which is great. They've came to us because of either physical challenges or they just didn't get the conventional swing, and this is a natural home for them. So we're real pleased with you know, how we've grown. We did 3 infomercials on the Golf Channel way back when, and you know, a lot of stuff over the years that have really improved our awareness across the country and internationally, too.
Excellent. Jerry D. Martin's director of Golf Destinations International. If you're a teacher, there's a free trip to South Africa in this for you. If you can, you know, put together a group of people who want to go to South Africa from a major U.S. city, that, and the whole trip is, you know, for you and a friend. So give Jerry D. Martin an email, and you can find him at golfdestinationsinternational.com. Pretty simple. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, let's give them a phone number. It's 760-346-8965, and I really appreciate your time and allowing us to move this forward.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make it possible. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone. Only the best. Only the best at Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. And the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a little store, a big store, you're a custom home, you're a duplex, you're a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because the water's got to stay in the pipes. And when the water gets out of the pipes, you need help, and you need help now. And it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing, and Montgomery Power Sports. You'll find Indian, Victory, Suzuki, Husqvarna. The 2016s are in. The Polaris ATVs, the GEM electric vehicle, Montgomery Motorsports. That's right, Montgomery Motorsports. You can save up to $1,500 on Suzuki GSX-R sport bikes. And there's, well, there's up to $100 on the Polaris generators. And the summer we've had, they're quiet, fuel efficient, and they come with a 3-year warranty. That's the Polaris generators. Save $100. Go to Montgomery Motorsports. They're on Nimitz, next to Lidija Bakery. Enjoy. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.